Yah Brahma Parabab Mishnah Bay Bayrak Aperis Ilan Bare Priyadama. Yah, somebody makes the Brahma Bare Priyadama on fruit that grows from the tree. You are Yoti Bidi Evid, you can go ahead and eat the fruit with that bracha. You don't have to make another bracha. And even though we said in the previous mission that the bracha to be made on fruit that grows from the tree is Bari Pri Eid, but Bari Pri Adam is also an appropriate bracha Bidi Evid. And the tree grows from the ground, so therefore you go to Bidi Evid with that bracha. The Paris Aris, Bari Pri Eid, Lo Yoti. But if you make a Bari Pri Eid on fruit that grows from the ground, that bracha is not appropriate at all, and you would not be able to even be the evidence, you'd have to make another bracha. The reason being is that since the fruit doesn't grow from the tree at all, the bracha of Bari Pri Eid does not apply to that fruit, and therefore you are not yotze. Now, what is considered peres ila, and what is considered peres haaretz? A fruit that grows from a vine or from a tree, that the tree or the vine lasts from year to year and constantly produces peres from year to year, that fruit would be considered peres ilan, and you would say the bracha bari pri eitz. But a fruit that grows from a vine that doesn't last from year to year, such a fruit, even though it doesn't actually grow from the ground, it grows on a vine, would not be considered a peres ilan, and therefore you would say the bracha bari pri adam, not bari pri eitz. Al kulam im amar shakol niyeh yatsu. And all kinds of foodstuff or drinks, if you say the bracha shakol niyeh b'dvaro, you would be yotzei, at least bidi yavit. And even though the Chachamim said there are specific brachas to be said on different types of foodstuff, or fruit you say Bari Pri Eid, the vegetables you say Bari Pri Adama, but Bidi Evid, you use it in everything with Shakol Niyebid Baro. And Shakol Niyebid Baro is a general bracha that applies to all different types of foodstuff and drink. And even if you say Shakol Niyebid Baro on bread or wine, and the Chachamim had given a special bracha for bread or wine, even so, Bidi Evid, you use it with Shakol Niyebid Baro, since Shakol Niyebid Baro applies to everything. But if you have some type of food and you don't know which bracha should be made on this food, you shouldn't go ahead and say shakol niyebid baro, even though you yotze bidi evid with that bracha. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't say that bracha. You should go ahead and find out what is the appropriate bracha for that food before you eat it. You shouldn't go ahead and say shakol niyebid baro. But if bidi evid, you did say the shakol niyebid baro, you would not make another bracha. You are yotze bidi evid. A different type of foodstuff and drink that don't grow from the ground, the appropriate bracha to be made is shakol niyebid baro. As we said in the previous mishnah, shakol niyebid baro is a general bracha that applies to all different types of food. And on certain types of food, the Rabbana said that a specific bracha should be made, like we had previously on fruit to make a specific bracha. But on things that don't grow from the ground, the Chachamim did not give a specific bracha for these types of foodstuff and drink, and therefore the bracha you make is a general bracha of shakol niyebid baro. When you drink vinegar, you make a shakol. Even though vinegar is wine that went bad, and on wine you make bari pri agafen, but once it goes bad, the bracha of bari pri agafen doesn't apply anymore. Instead, you make a shakol niyebid baro. And novlos also is the appropriate bracha for that, is shakol. Novlos is fruit that fell from the tree before it ripened. Even though had the fruit stayed on the tree until it ripened, you would make a bracha of bari pri eitz. But in this case, as the fruit fell from the tree before it got ripe, you would only make a shakol niyebid baro. And if you eat guvai, which is a type of kosher grasshoppers, also, you would make a shakol niyebid baro. Ala chala v'ala gbina v'ala beitzim, oimer shakol. When you drink milk and eat cheese and eggs, also, the bracha to be made a shakol niyebid baro, as all these things don't grow from the ground. Rabbi Huda Aymer calls him min klala in mevarchin alav. Rabbi Huda says anything which is a type of kork, no bracha at all should be recited upon eating or drinking it. So therefore, when you drink vinegar, which is a kork, that the wine went bad, you shouldn't recite any bracha at all. And so too, when you eat noblos, which is fruit that fell from the tree before it ripened, that's a kork also, and therefore, no bracha at all should be recited upon eating noblos. And some say it's also referring to guvai, guvai grasshoppers, which is also a kork that the grasshoppers eat the produce, and therefore no bracha should be recited on guvai, according to Rabbi.